In this bulletin, an alarming report reveals a record number of drug overdose deaths, an Australian detained in China formally charged with spying, and widespread sexual harassment uncovered in one of the country's biggest police forces. The latest SBS News, I'm Peggy Giacomelos. An Australian writer detained in China for more than 6 months has been formally charged with espionage by local authorities. But his lawyers say it's still unclear what the charges against Yang Hengzhen relate to. The Chinese-born writer and blogger was detained in Zhuangzhou earlier this year after flying into China from New York. His lawyer, Rob Starry, suspects the charges relate to his democracy activism. Foreign Minister Maurice Payne says the government is concerned and disappointed by the Chinese move. Controversial construction union boss John Setker's lost his court bid to stop the ALP kicking him out of the party. A Victorian Supreme Court judge has ruled the expulsion move is a matter for Labor. It's a win for federal Labor leader Anthony Albanese, who wants to expel the Victorian secretary of the CFMMEU. Mr. Setker has launched a legal bid to stop the expulsion. He has denied allegations against him, including that he criticised family violence campaigner Rosie Batty. But Mr. Setker has already pleaded guilty to charges of breaching a court order. Health experts have called for a road toll-style campaign to combat drug abuse, with a new national report showing more than 1,600 Australians a year are dying from overdoses. According to the Pennington Institute, accidental overdoses in the country have jumped by almost 40%. The Institute says the number has been going up for several years and is now exceeding the road toll. It's called on governments and health authorities to adopt a similar strategy to road safety campaigns to curb the problems. The figure doesn't surprise Director of the National Centre for Neurological Treatment of Addiction, Professor John Curry, given the rise in the number of people taking multiple substances at once and not knowing the risks.
Many people don't recognise the dangers of prescribed medications when they're combined together. And a number of people have severe pain, or they have anxiety and depression. They take a number of medications for this. That includes medications like the benzodiazepines, Valium, opiates, but also a number of additional medications, and together can produce toxicity and potentially death.
A damning report has found a quarter of Victoria's female police officers has experienced sexual harassment at work in the past 3 years. One in 10 male officers has also reported harassment. The Victorian Equal Opportunity and Human Rights Commission review says while the force is making significant changes in gender equality, there are still unacceptable rates of workplace harm. According to the Commission head, Kristen Hilton, women in the force are experiencing ongoing and systematic discrimination. The report did find 80% of the recommendations made in an earlier Commission gender discrimination review had been implemented, with more women now in senior leadership roles than ever before. In a landmark US court ruling in Oklahoma, a judge has found Johnson & Johnson and its subsidiaries helped fuel the state's opioid drug crisis. The consumer products giant has been ordered to almost pay $850 million to help address the problem. The company will appeal the judgment, which Johnson & Johnson lawyer Sabrina Strong says violates constitutional principles.
The decision is fundamentally unfair in that it finds Johnson & Johnson responsible for the entirety of the opioid abuse crisis and the greater drug problems in this state, while there was no evidence at trial to support that finding.
But Oklahoma Attorney General Mike Hunter says it's an aggressive opioid marketing. The company has been found to have used pseudoscience and misleading information to downplay the problem.
Johnson & Johnson will finally be held accountable for thousands of deaths and addiction caused by their activities.
Ashley Barty has survived a major scare to progress to the second round of the US Open in New York. Australia's number two had to pull out of all stops before battling past Kazakhstan's Zarina Diaz, 1-6, 6-3, 6-2. Barty will now play either the United States unseeded Lauren Davis or Swedish qualifier Johanna Larsson. While Barty is through, fellow Australian Samantha Stosur's 15th US Open campaign lasted barely an hour, losing to Russian Ekaterina Alexandrova, 6-1, 6-3. Let's check out the weather for the rest of today. It's sunny in Perth, in Adelaide, cloudy and 15. Sunny in Melbourne, 16. It's partly cloudy in Hobart and 15. A shower or two in Canberra, 15. Showers also for Wollongong and Sydney, tops of 16. In Newcastle, much the same, 19. Possible storm for Brisbane, 26 degrees for you. In Cairns, it's sunny and 28. And it's also sunny in Darwin and 33 degrees. I'm Peggy Giacomelos for SBS News.